Oh!
Can't play with.
You could play with them as long as you promised to pick them up, but then you'd get fed up at the end, wouldn't you?
Be,
you can play with a few, but they absolutely
be
got.
This car.
All right, they've got to go back in the box at the end.
Yes.
That's all right. But before we do that, I want to just have a little look at this.
I've got a beard.
But eared. You have.
What am I going to do? I'm going to eat my dog food. Mum.
What's your dog
food? Mum, look at this.
Silly. Oh, Thomas, don't do that. It's dirty. Don't put it in your mouth. This is a box we've got, isn't it? And you've got... They look almost like cheesy Watsits, don't they? But they're sort of yellow colour, like cheesy Watsits. They're cream colour.
Mum.
No, don't put
it.
No, just smell that. Strange, isn't it? So it almost smells like popcorn. But it's packing material, isn't it, from this box? It's a sort of polystyrene.
Smell this one.
But that's the other one. It didn't smell like that. That's the other one, though, looked a bit damaged. There was sort of sticky stuff coming out of it, wasn't it? It was like a burnt meringue. Can you smell it?
Ah, hello, sorry.
Could you just pass the drawing thing, Tom? So we'll do this first and get this out of the way.
I need this.
No, if you want to see it, I can give it a show. Please.
Look.
Yeah.
What you can do, put it in with pencil.
Yes. With your fingernail as well? It's one of these magic slates that we're using, isn't it, to write with?
Yes.
Now, you're getting a little bit confused with the letters B and D.
D.
No, that's P. Obviously, B, D and P. D. D. B and D. That's right.
It's the both of these. To learn these.
Right, well, the trick is learning. Now, you're going to sit next to me. Just get your little stool, please. The trick is working out which is D and which is D. Won't bother with P now, we'll just do D and P. Right. Now you imagine all the letters in a line, Thomas. All the letters from A right through to Z in a line. Now, in the alphabet, if you say A, B, C, D.
Like this, Mum. I can show you.
Right. Now, please, Thomas, will you just listen to what I'm saying? This is concentration. This is learning to do. Well, I always tell your daddy off for doing this, because daddy can only do one job at a time, and I do lots. But what I want you to do then is not to do lots of jobs, just to concentrate on one job. And the one job is learning B and D. So don't look at anything else for them. We'll play in a minute. You imagine all the letters in a line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we say A, B, C, D. Very good. Don't say that again?
No.
No, okay. Oh, is it not raining, is it? Is it raining?
No.
No, I don't think so. It's just I've got some washing out. Thinking of possibly, isn't it? I think it might be. Let me just have a look, see if there's any drops of water on the bath. Oh, so it's just a little bit of dirt. Just had that raindrops, didn't it?
Mm.
Right, now see, you imagine all the letters in a line, Thomas. Now, B. Does B come before D? If you say all...
B.
You say...
B is the barrier here.
No. If you're doing A, B, C, D...
Yeah, can we do this one time?
If You're doing A, B, C, D. Does B come before D? Does B come before D?
No.
No?
No.
Oh. Well, you just say it again, just a little bit.
A, B.
Yeah.
C,
yeah.
D.
Right, so what came first, the B or the D?
A.
Yeah, but after A, what came?
A.
No,
B. B.
Right, so if you imagine all the letters in a line.
Yeah, right.
Then you're going to come across a B.
I hope it's not a bumblebee.
Now, what can you see on that bee?
It's around and an up.
An up. Now, the up thing. You imagine walking into a line of letters. But you just step over the A, but you bump into the B. That's what the B stands for. I bumped into the B. What's the bit that you bumped into? That bit sticking up there. So, you remember a line of letters, and the very first that you step over the A, and the next thing, you bump into that barrier. B for bump, B for barrier. That's your B. Now, further along the alphabet, you step over the C, because the C is little like A, it's now a bit sticking up. And then, bother me, you bump into the D, the D. And the bit you bump into is...
It's
that one. So, can you remember that?
It's funny like this, bonk. Bonk. Ow, ow.
Yeah. Can you think, do you think you can remember that? You're walking along and you bump into that barrier. That's B. So the B, you recognise B because it's got a barrier first and then a circle. Okay, a barrier first, then a circle. You step over the C and then you come to the D and you're doing really nicely. You get over that round of it and then you bump into D. What can we call that? A danger sign? D for danger. What?
Zed. Zedding. Zebra.
No, but beginning.
Unless it's zebra crossing.
We're beginning with D. Or diversion sign. But something or danger.
Diver.
Diver. But something stops you. And it's
stuck into a diver. Then it falls into a diver's ball.
Right. A diver's ball. But either way, the B has the barrier first. The D has the barrier at the end. So you step over that, and you bump into that, and you ow, danger, D for danger. Now, what's that little rhyme we made up? We're drawing a bed, aren't we? We've got a little bed made up of B at the beginning, and D at the end. Okay? D is the barrier here. D is the barrier there. Put them all together with a F in the middle. What do you have?
The bed.
So you this magic slate isn't really good. Do you imagine a bed? That's your nice bed.
Okay.
There you are. At the pillow end you've got the B.
Ow.
And at the bottom end you've got the D.
Be very
moon
if that was real.
It would, wouldn't it? But can you imagine a bed, Thomas, made up of the B? It's Daddy now. The B there, the A, and then the D. Yeah? B, there, D. Which one's B for bouncing Ben? Which one's D for Dicky Duck? Very good. Very, very good.
We're finished.
We finished doing that now?
No, I'll put it where I need it.
All right, then Daddy's here now.
Now go eat. Still play. Yeah. Well, there's your car. It's your car. No one touches your car because it's got a dinosaur eating a man up. There's your road way. There's your car. Your car's rocking. Oh my God, it's rocking.
I was just thinking of other things, Thomas. Where's your bus? Right. Put that on the bus, because that's a bird for bus.
No, I don't want one.
Are you the bus driver?
Yeah.
Right, will you wear that badge? Because what's that one? Dur for driver.
Dur
for driver? Yeah, dur for dog, but dur for driver. You could be the dur driver, and that could be the bus. All right? And guess what? You know you got a bit confused with the P. The P. This P. Do you know what this could be?
No.
Passengers. Berth for passengers. Oh, it's getting confusing. So, look at that. We've got berth for boss. The boss has got to wear that badge. Duh for driver. You've got to wear that badge. You're a duh. And I'm a passenger. I'm a purr. So I'm green purr. You're purple duh. And the boss is a blue. Duh for bus.
That's what?
Duh for driver, puh for passenger.
My bus?
Yes.
It's called a blue.
Is it?
Yeah, we'd like to see it.
Right, every time we say one of these words, like bus, driver or passenger, I've got to hold up one of these. Okay.
No, I don't want to do this bus game.
No, I know, but we're just learning. Well, we can still play as well. What? No, I'm doing what you want. No, don't let him say it. We're going to do what you want. I'm just saying.
I don't want to do it. I'm just saying, but I don't want to do it.
Come on, you play and I'll play with you.
Okay, let's go. And then get your car. It's there.
Oh, no. It's broken down. We'll have to put it in the dustbin. Thank you.
Would you like to see my bus?
Yes, please.
Check it up, boy.
You know what the bus has to say? Brum, 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 brum.
Brum.
Oh, that's a nice blue bus. Very good.
And have you seen?
Oh, yes. Smash it.
Oh, I'm smashing it.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Pushing the bus through the car wash?
Yeah.
The bus wash?
Yeah.
And wash all those things on the floor?
Those are things that I need.
Well, this is handy because you know we're saying purr for passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that on the floor? It's packing.
Packing.
Packing out of the berth box. Isn't it? So are those the passengers then?
Yes.
Some could be per passengers and others could be per pebbles on the floor.
No, I'm going to be, my tickets.
Your tickets?
Mm.
Right.
But tickets and I got them out of the way because I'm not driving.
Oh, are we playing another game where we have to have tickets?
Mm. After.
You suddenly like games with playing tickets, don't you?
Hello. Rum rum.
Hello, bus driver. BD, bus driver.
I'm just going to drive to my little parking place.
Why didn't you say depot? Then it could have been de for depot. Perfect parking place.
Mind you, I'm just going to put arc,
right. Very good. Oh, so that's some good parking sounds.
Now, which floor would you like to come on?
How many floors have you got?
Two.
Two?
Yep.
Right. Well, shall I go all the way to the top, please?
Put your car up here.
Because when we go to the airport, I'll go to the top. We see all the planes, don't we? Thomas, planes. Room. Goodness me, it's a funny noise. Does that mean you've reached the top? What's that?
It's to the up.
It's a barrier. Go for
barrier.
Oh no, what's that falling down?
Ticket.
Oh, ramp. Right. Well,
your ticket.
Oh no, well, that's going to cause a problem. Well, if I just come down the ramp of the car park,
mm-hmm.
It looks like my ticket's flown out of the car window.
Oh, no, the ticket's gone from this bit.
Oh, right, I see. Because I was thinking, surely I'll need the ticket to get out at the car park, won't I? Put it in the machine at the bottom.
Then just pretend machine's here. Actually, the machine's here.
Right.
So I put your ticket in for you.
Thank you. Oh, very good. What's happening to the ticket now?
Punching holes.
Punching holes. Ah, per punching.
Huh? Holes.
Yeah. We're learning to spell, aren't we?
Did you see that?
I did. It's very springy, actually, those tickets. These little foam shapes that we use in these tickets, the packing out of the box. They're very springy, aren't they?
Concentrating. Yeah. There you go. I'll put it in here up for you.
Thank you. Be careful, Thomas. Otherwise, you'll break the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
But the.
Machine.
I'll tell you what, it's taking a jolly long time to get out of your car park with this ticket machine. It's all a bit complicated, isn't it?
Yeah. And here's another ticket for you if you want to come back again. It's coming down in the rear.
Right, is that a return ticket?
Yeah.
A return ticket? Do you know what one of those is, Thomas?
Yeah, you come back.
Come back on the same ticket. You save the ticket. You keep the ticket you were given, and the little guard on the road punches it once to say you've made one journey, and then punches it again. So you make the return journey.
It's closed now.
Is it?
Closed.
Right, okay.
So the thing is closed.
Your bus has had a bump. That's right, bus has had a bump up and up. Won't quite go in sideways. You're trying to get the bus into the little truck, weren't you? Be careful. Bash as well, that's another good bump. Would it go in this early learning centre truck, Thomas?
No. Pretend it was, you couldn't see it. What's your name begin with?
Jeff. Right. Is that necessary information? Why is that?
Because I need to know your name.
Why do you need to know my name?
Because please check if you're a robber or not.
The police are going to check if you're a robber or not. Do I look like a robber?
Yes, you do.
Do I? Why do I look like a robber?
You're black.
Thomas?
You're brown.
Hi. What's that got to do with anything?
There's an
animal. I've not got my stripy top on.
Would you want to come again?
Yes, please.
Down comes the lift.
Down comes the lift. Like Incy Wincy Spider.
It's a duct. That's why it's gone to the next floor.
Alright. Right, just hold on one moment. I've just got to say something to Daddy.
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Thank you. Don't say naughty things, Tom.
Would you like a little box?
Pardon?
Like a little nookiest box of things.
I will.
Close your eyes, Tom.
So, right, so should we pretend this is a game, like a tombola?
Feel.
So let's
close your eyes.
Well, I'm not looking at the box, I will close my eyes. Let's pretend I'm at the tombola, right? I'll pick something out. What is it? Ah, what letter is that?
Bird.
No, it isn't.
Bird.
Yes. How do you tell it's a bird?
Bird.
The what?
That one.
Right. Something else. This is this box of cracking material now. You've obviously got some letter shapes. And can you spell?
Yeah, I found something.
You can.
I see something.
Ah, what's this one?
Per.
And what have you found?
Whoa! It's here.
What have you found? What's that?
Duh.
So it's really just that one we get confused with?
Yeah.
Right, what's my win now for picking that out?
With a battery.
Oh! And what's that begin with?
Burr.
Burr, battery. Billy, God.
Oh, you come in again. I need your ticket.
All right, here's my ticket. Thank you.
I need both. Mm-hmm.
Right, is that a return ticket again? The temple?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Imagine, wonderful big box of cheesy boxes like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
My neck would go right.
Did you smell definitely of something foody there, don't you?
Mm.
It's that sort of smell that you get with popcorn, do you remember?
Mm.
I've not had popcorn for a long time, have I?
I think it's because we're too late because it keeps popping.
Yes. In fact, I don't think I've ever bought you popcorn, but do you remember when Samara's sister cooked some popcorn last year and we had a little bit then?
Yeah, that was
going to
happen.
Mm. Oh, you found a car in there. It's my car. What's my car doing in all that packing?
Hello? Are you on here? Oops, I need to have all your tickets.
Which I have paid for them all.
Oh no, it's going to have left all your tickets and then. Notice he's took your present.
Is that cheeky, cheeky ticket man? Car park barrier man?
Yeah, you get black tickets and it's one of them. Oh, squash a bunch.
Pardon?
Would squash a little fudge.
It won't squash a bunch, a little fudge? What do you mean? It won't squash at all?
Mm.
Well, that's because it's a battery, it's a spare battery for the machine. Batteries are made of hard material, aren't they? You can't crush that. Remember on the way back today you were asking me what great drones? And I was saying things like drills. I suppose if you drop something really, really, really heavy, like a huge boulder on the road, that would cause a bit of a hold. Oh, boulder, but. That would cause a bit of a problem.
What's happening?
Yeah, that's the burnt battery. Remember, that's a new battery. We might need that. Oh, guess what? We need it. Thought it was time to change the battery. Look, what's happened to the light?
Red. Mum, what's going to happen? What's happening to your glass?
Oh, goodness. Well, look, you're going to have to play with the old battery because I need the new one. Please. Couldn't remember whether I changed it or not. There you are. Could we swap over, please?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
No, can you hit this on magnet?
Well, not really. I don't think they're very good things to play with batteries. At the end of the game, I have to put it in the bin. That's what my expectation is. Because we might think it's a new one. There we are.
You know, I squashed all your glass.
Yes.
I got some. something without coming for the slime for you.
Oh, the battery. Could I just have it, please, and I'll put this little rubber lint stop on it?
You could pull it off.
Yeah, as long as you don't put it in your mouth, because that's the sort of thing that is small enough for you to swallow. Then you'd be in big trouble, wouldn't you? Cause lots of problems. That's a little piece of rubber. What else is made of rubber?
I want to play with
just that's not a load of rubber tyres. Yeah, tyres and wheels on the bus. The wheels on the bus are made of rubber. Made of rubber. What else? Rubber?
Shoes.
Rubber shoes, rubber bands. Wellingtons are sort of rubber, aren't they?
Well, let's play. Let's play, Mum. I need a battery for the announcements.
Do you? What sort of announcements are you making?
I don't know.
Listen,
keep listening.
I will. Well, you have to shout to it because there's an aeroplane going overhead.
Bang bang. Thanks very much. I see a jumbo jet.
It's a very good announcement for us. Don't you see a jumbo jet? Where do you see the jumbo jet?
Very loud.
Can you see it or can you just hear it?
See it.
It's not a very nice day. It's been dull today, isn't it? It's not raining.
I see it.
Where? Oh, wow, yes. Gosh, was that loud? Doesn't it call that big in the sky, does it?
Yeah.
It's jolly loud.
What's nonsense? If you want to come to the checkout.
Oh, are we a supermarket now? Or are we still a car park?
The shopping's up here.
Right.
If you'd like to come to the checkout,
so
please come.
That is a little bit like the airport then, Thomas, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the airport.
Because the car park roof, where we just stand and watch the planes go, there's a little aviation shop there where you can buy toy aeroplanes and postcards and things. So there's bound to be a till there, isn't there?
Yeah.
So you put it on the service rail. And there's a little man going to have a look underneath.
Yeah, he'd look.
To see what the problem is. Mm. And what's the problem?
No petrol.
No petrol? Oh dear, so you have to get it on the service ramp to discover it's in no petrol. Do you remember that red car we passed today where the man was had bonnet up? What was inside it?
Petrol tank.
Petrol tank. There was all sorts of things. You see all the wires and the leads?
Mm.
And what did you think there was inside?
Fire extinguisher.
But there's a fire extinguisher. I don't think it would be actually. I think it was something to do with the oil, but it was red, wasn't it? I thought that man's car had broken down, but he said it was something to do with fluid for the battery. That was leaking.
Leaking
from the battery in the car, in the red car.
Postman.
What made you suddenly say postman?
Per
postman. Yes. Per for postman. Sorry.
The Daily Mobile.
Oh, what, love?
Daily Post.
Daily Post, oh yes. What did you say about a mobile?
Mobile.
What, like a mobile phone or a mobile shop, like some shop from Postman Pat?
Some shop, but please can you come to the checkouts, all of us, please?
Yes, I'm here now. What's she selling at the checkout? Boxes.
And?
Batteries.
Mm.
What's in the box? So you are a little bit like the aviation shop then. You're selling models of things.
And the door was on the back of it.
Oh, yes.
This is from the aviation shop.
Aviation shop, the aviation shop. Well, that, on the back of that box is a picture of a little aeroplane, isn't there?
You bought it out, didn't you?
I was just about to say, please, could I have that? Let me have a look, please, sir, at the box. Oh, yes, there's some very nice things. The box is showing a mini car, and a taxi, and a bus.
I've got that bus. It's stuck.
You have. What did he say, in stock?
There it is.
Oh, you got it in stock. Right, then there's a tram and an airplane, so you don't have to order all these things.
Yep. That's
the tram. Oh, you're hurting me. It's the tram. A tram.
That's £9.99. Oh.
100 quid?
And that's the same as that. But those are 1 pence, and that's 1 pence, and that's 1 pence.
So some are 1 pence, some are £9.99, and some are 100 quid. £100, please. Well, there's a lot of difference between buying that for a penny and buying that for £100, isn't there? Is one made of gold or silver?
Gold.
Gold, is that why it's so expensive? What's your bus made from?
China.
China? Oh, let's have a look. I've never seen a China bus before. Let's hope we don't have a crash, because if we do, what will happen?
Smash.
We look at the seats. What colour are they?
Blue.
Look, you can go up the blue steps to the top.
And at the top, I see the steps. Would you like this?
Yes, please. How much did you say that was?
$9.99. Oh no,
I'm stuck in the machine. You can see the masking tape on the bottom of the box has just got stuck to your socks.
Should I wrap it for you?
Oh, you can wrap it with flashing. That's good. Look, you count out. 1, 2. I'm using these little packing bits now as money.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh no, don't do that, please. I want to keep that box. No, don't. Don't play the box, please. No, we'll just leave it, please. Exactly as it is.
I'll
put
it like this.
Oh, yeah, no, try that with the box. I want the box intact.
There you go.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I forgive you £10.
Yeah.
And it's £9.99. Can I have 1 penny change, please?
Yeah.
Well, that's your £10.
Thank you.
Could I have 1 penny, please?
I might give you more.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, you're a very good shop. It only costs £9.99.
There you go.
Oh, how much is that?
100.
Oh, I see. So you give me 100 pennies back. That's a pound. Actually, I only needed 1 pence, and that's very good. So it's only cost me £8.99, isn't it? There you are. Or £9. You're only giving me a pound back. Right, could I put all my money down, please? I can't do it, so I'm going to drop it.
In this box where I fell all the money.
Was this in the box for what,
Nanny? Yeah, keep all the money.
I'll keep all the money in the box, please.
Robbers can't get it.
No, well, you don't want, because you don't want robbers coming to the shop, do you?
No, I'm stealing your money. Look how much you paid. Oh. How much was paid.
Well, that's the thing. You've got nice things in your shop and you have a lot of customers and everybody buys it. At the end of the day, you have an awful lot of money in your shop, aren't you?
Wrong.
Sorry?
What
do you want?
Just from the time of the shop that has lots of money.
Yes.
It was a gift voucher shop.
A gift voucher shop? We still got some gift vouchers for you.
Should I show you what's in stock?
Yes, please.
This is in stock. Oh,
yes, I don't think you can use that outside, inside, do you?
No, I don't think I will.
Like your pogo stick.
I think it's closed now.
Are you having a little rest now?
Yeah.
Now, when you're having a rest from your shop, what do? You don't drive a bus or anything, do you?
Of course I do.
Of course you do.
I have a sandwich.
Do you? Yeah. That sounds far more sensible than driving a bus, doesn't it?
I want a real sandwich.
Do you? It is sort of tea time, isn't it now? What do you like? What sort of sandwich would you like?
A cheese one.
A cheese sandwich, okay. We've got some cheese sandwiches done and we've got some coleslaw left. Mm. But not coleslaw, pasta salad. Mm. I might have some coleslaw as well, but definitely got pasta salad. And would you like some fruit? I'll tell you what, we'll find some nice fruit for you. I'd quite like some cheesy Watsits after I've seen that box. I know they're not really cheesy Watsits, but mmm.
Oh, I love that.
What are you drawing now, Thomas?
How much money are you paying me?
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Do you like to see how much Eli paid me? Brown hair. What's up?
Very good.
You like some?
I think lots of people must have bought buses, don't you?
Mm. It's sticking out of the bottom.
Sorry?
It's sticking out of the bottom.
Oh, the packet. Oh. Is it? No, it's not.
It's coming out.
Well, I think it's the bottom of the box, isn't it? It's not actually coming out of the bottom of the box, but.
I could hide more money in it. Let me crack it.
The bottom of the box on the inside has a little flap, hasn't it? I think some of the packing must have gone in the flap. Oh, is that a big bang then?
What was this?
Well, it sounds like Daddy dropped something upstairs. Or... Is it Daddy coming downstairs, perhaps?
No, it's not.
Did you hear it as well?
No.
Watch your fingers in that door, please. Well, don't take that out, Thomas.
I need that for the airport. It's an airport and I need that for the shed.
You need that for the shed? Do you mean the airport hangers?
Yeah.
The aircraft hangers, rather. Mm. What do we call it where the trains sleep at night?
A shed.
Shed, the engine shed, that's right. And what do we call it where the aircraft sleep?
Hangar.
A hangar. And what do we call it where a bus sleeps?
A depot.
A depot. And what do we call where a car sleeps?
A garage.
Good. What do we call it where you sleep?
A bed.
In a bedroom, in a house. Are you going to go to bed in this house?
Yep.
Are you going to go to bed nice and early tonight?
Yeah.
Are you? How early?
9:00.
9:00? That's not early. Have you been tired today?
Yep.
I'm just going
in the stock room.
Are you? I had an awful job to get you out of bed this morning. You're a tired boy.
I'm just going in the stock room.
Do you remember we were giggling last night when we should have been asleep?
I'm just in the stock room.
All right, what are you doing in the stock room?
Just saying some more things and stuff.
Right, well, don't get too many things out, please. Sounds like the airport, Thomas. I can hear another aeroplane.
Hello?
It sounds like the airport. I can hear another aeroplane.
Me too.
What are you getting?
Well.
But you can stand it up on something on the garage, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I found it. It's too small. No, it is not.
This is a ladybird like Janine has, isn't it? Or is it too steep? It's a bit too steep, isn't it? Let's find something not quite so steep.
There.
Yes?
This one.
Yes. Janine will recognise this. This is...
Oh no,
it's not right, Thomas.
No?
It's not right, is it?
No.
Let me have a go. Let me find
some. I found some stock! More money! You know this?
Yes.
This is your money.
Is it? No, you have claimed now, or you were playing with a plank of wood. Janine used to have some characters. What sort of characters did Janine have?
A ladybird.
Did she have a ladybird the same? Or what else did she have?
The little one.
And it's a plank of wood that props up and a ladybird walks down it.
And then when we went to the post office in Heaton Mersey, we found the very same toy.
Hello?
So we found the very same toy, so we bought one. They had a ladybird and a wooden dog, didn't they? And we bought the ladybird one. I keep thinking, actually, Thomas, that would make a nice present for either Abigail or Sarah. Because I thought of them when we bought yours, I actually thought that would make a nice present. But then, did you not notice when Uncle Stuart and Auntie Val came? This is Abigail and Sarah's parents, and Uncle Stuart said, oh, I like that. So I thought even more that would be a very nice present, wouldn't it?
It's not.
It is, but what happened to yours?
Then?
It didn't break. The piece of wood that props the plank of wood up. You put on Nana's bag, didn't you? And it went missing. Remember that?
Ah! I've got a couple of pieces of wood.
The battery.
Good thing, yes.
Very good thing. That just raises it up a little bit, doesn't it?
Ah.
Well, tell you where I think we're going wrong. I think you have to start it at the other end, Thomas, don't you?
No, you don't. Stop.
Oh, is that what the bar is for at the bottom? Right, off you go, ladybird. Oh, there you are. Click, 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 click. It's doing a little dance, isn't it?
Music playing again. Smiling.
I think it's lovely. So do you think Abigail and Sarah would like one of those?
Oops.
You're going to knock it off the battery. How many spots has the ladybird got?
Six,
you good boy. I expected you to say three and I was going to say what about the other side. Then when you said three again, I was going to say after two together and what do you get? But you counted six immediately, didn't you? Oh dear, I think that ladybird's had some wine, Thomas.
Must be a gentleman.
Why a gentleman?
You'll collapse if you're a gentleman.
You're a gentleman.
No, it's a lady.
Oh, it's definitely ladies. That's what it's called, a lady, but it's not a gentleman bird, is it? So Thomas, who's told you that gentlemen collapse when they have wine?
You.
Not. Is this a story you've read or something you've seen on the television?
Something that you said.
Did I? Oh, goodness.
I'll smash it down.
No.
Do this.
No. Don't do this. No.
What can you do? Oh. I'll get that racing car.
What are you trying to do? Knock it off its perch?
Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice, is it? Poor ladybird. Well, I don't think you're being nice now.
Yeah.
No. I need to go in a moment and ring Rachel's mummy before it gets too late. Do you remember? No, don't do that again, please. Do you remember me asking you to remind me?
Tea now.
You can have the tea now.
Mum?
Yes?
Have you seen another spot's appeared?
No, I've been bitten my leg. It's walking across the common.
How did it do?
Well, I think a little insect. I didn't actually feel it at the time, but when we'd had a walk on the common, I came back. And my legs have got lots of little bites on, haven't they? They're very itchy.
Well, this one, I had a lumpy skin.
That's right. This is the delights of my body. I've got insect bites on one leg. I've got hard skin on my heels. And what's happened to this leg? Big scratch all the way down it. I honestly don't know how I did that.
I'll go for my breakfast.
Breakfast? It's a bit silly because it's tea time, but okay, we'll do that. I'll get it ready and then we'll talk a few minutes more when you're having your tea, shall we?
I'll be in the stock room with you.
Will you?
You know, you're that nice. You like to go in the stock room with
me. Oh, can I go in the stock room with you? Because I'm so nice. Oh yes.
I'll show you how it works.
What can we do in the stock room together?
Eat.
Eat?
Just show you where the stock things.
Yes.
There's
your money, there's your basket.
This is how much I've stocked.
Goodness me.
There's lots of stuff, isn't it? Right, I'll just get tea. Okay, there's the towel.
Talking about the tent. Cheese boxes, I've got real cheese boxes.
You have one, that's why I've given it to you, it reminded me.
Mum?
There you are, there's cheese sandwiches, cheese boxes.
Mum?
Yes?
I'm going to check there's no white ones.
No, I don't. I want to eat the white ones. Right, that's just on it. Okay. Put some of this in and I'll make you a drink. There you are. Does that look sound good?
Mmm.
I think I might have cracked some cheesy boxes. It's actually terrible. It's a long time since I've had any. Just make a drink before you. I'm very hungry today. Why's that?
I am.
You are?
Because I just am.
Right. How's that?
Let me check.
Just check you can get a drink out of that spout. Is it working? No. It worked fine before, didn't it? There's some problem with it. And anyway, I'll have another try.
I'm not there, girl.
I don't know what the matter is. It's very hard, certainly. Just try again.
No.
No? Okay, I'll pop it into a beaker for you.
I want it really, really cooked.
Okay. What do you say?
Please.
That's better. Also, I'll try and take the lid off this beaker without... Ooh, making a mess and the drink going everywhere. Because now I have to press the lid on really, really hard. There we are. I have to be careful because that's the last of the juice. So try not to spill it. I'll just get a cloth to open that little bit. How's that? There we are. Do some washing up and you can wine. But I shall sit with you and have my packet of cheesy lotsits, I think. That's a nice tea. So nice.
You can't have your tea yet.
No, well, I'm going out for a meal later, aren't I?
You'll be quicker.
Well, I'm eating much later on, which is why it's a long time till I'm going to eat, so I'll have a tiny snack and I mustn't eat much, otherwise I won't eat my meal.
Don't tell anybody.
What?
You've had snack.
Oh, I won't. I won't tell anybody I've had a little snack. It's only a tiny snack though, one bag of crisps, isn't it? It's now about 6 o'clock and I'm not eating till 8:30, so I think by the time I eat it'll be late. Mmm. We can't talk now because we're eating, aren't we? Quite a while since
she's going to make a noise.
Yeah. Quite a long time since you've had a cheese sandwich.
Mm.
You must have been hungry because you've eaten one quickly. Are you very, very hungry? I'm thirsty. When you were driving that bus, you said you were going to have a sandwich, didn't you? Watch out, because that cheese is going to fall, Thomas. Eat your plate. Please.
You're overgrated.
I do sometimes.
You're always a big plonk.
Pardon?
Always a big plonk of cheese.
Big plonk of cheese? You mean block? Or slice?
Slice.
A big plonk, you said.
I very often grated. But today, I didn't bother getting the grater out. I just quickly sliced it up and popped it on your sandwich. Which I thought was all right. Mmm, these are nice. I've not had these for a long time.
Mmm. What lemonade are?
It says ingredient, maize.
Lovely.
Oh, it's like a cereal. Vegetable oil, real cheese powder, whey powder, that means something to do with milk, salt, herb extract, and the colour is paprika. And it says paprika. It says the cheesy flavour corn puffs. The only ones that I really like, Thomas. I don't actually know whether they sell them anymore, but when I was young, when I used to go on the bus with Nana Bilby into York, I used to go to Marks and Spencer's, and they were like cheesy puffs. I think they were called cheesy puffs. But instead of being shaped like these Watsits, they were round balls. They tasted just the same. That's a little bit more cheesy, big round balls. Ooh. I think they were gorgeous, but they came in quite big bags, and one bag was a little bit too much to eat in one go.
Look at this big.
It was a lot bigger than these little packets. When we next go to Marks and Spencer's, remind me. It says on the advert they're big, cheesy, and crunchy.
It picks
up, they are crunchy. They are crunchy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Crunch, crunch. Jump, jump.
You can tell they have salt on.
Can you?
Mm.
But they don't taste sweet as if they've got sugar, do they? They're savoury.
No.
Things that aren't sweet are savoury.
If you put them near your lips, it hurts.
Does it? Does it tingle a bit?
Oh.
Mm. Well, vinegar and salt can both do that to you, can't they? Can make your lips tingle. What a miserable day. It's just doing nothing, is it?
Yeah. Our school, it was pouring down.
At school, it was pouring down. When?
Afternoon, it rained till it wasn't.
It did not. I haven't seen any rain today. And I came to pick you up from school and nowhere was wet at school.
Grass was wet.
I don't think so, Thomas.
Yes, it was. I like lunch.
Where have the logs gone from school? There was one big sort of tree trunk there, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Have the logs been taken away?
At last playtime.
Yes.
The logs were there.
Were they? But they weren't there at home time, were they? Well, I'll tell you what happened, actually. A little girl broke her arm yesterday. Did you hear about this? A little girl broke her arm. Playing on the hill, and I just wonder now with the logs being taken away and weather that has something to do with.
Well, Mr. Holmes don't say we take the logs away.
You heard Mrs. Johnson say she was taking the logs away? Did you hear why she was taking the logs away?
No.
I just wondered. Whether it's just something that they do or whether they take them away, because perhaps that little girl, I don't know where she was when she fell and hurt herself. They didn't know she'd hurt herself at the time. It was much later on when they realised it was serious. But guess what? Her arm's in a sling now. Like that. She had to go to the hospital.
You might have thought, oh no, you're playing a trick.
I don't think she was playing a trick, do you?
I don't think so.
I don't think you're playing a trick when you pretend to break your arm. Or at least you're not playing a trick if you do really break your arm. If you pretend to break your arm, yes. But if you've really broken your arm, then it's not a trick, is it?
Yep.
But it's painful.
I've done the fatty.
You've done what?
A fatty.
What?
A fatty.
A fatty?
Fatty.
Oh, Thomas. Well, what do you say?
What me?
No, excuse me, please. Very rude.
Ow.
It's very rude, Thomas. Are you not going to say excuse me, please?
What, please?
No, no, that'd be rude. It's not nice, is it, saying that? I don't think it's very nice, anyway. Does that drink taste extra special in that beaker? With the swirly straw? Do you know what that beaker... Thomas, just stop being rude at the table. That, fortunately, is you blowing into your straw. Now, stop that. That's bad manners. Put it on the table, please. This is a clear plastic beaker. And round the outside is a swirly black straw. And it goes all the way around the outside. And then a tube goes up into your mouth. But it obviously goes into the beaker as well. That's how you're able to
drink. So I said, yeah, how to blow it. You just go... You just go, laddie.
It's not doing it now. Right. Okay, you show me now. So put it down, please. That's enough of that. Just saying, that beaker reminds me of your garage. You know the ramp coming out of your garage? Mm. This is like the swirly bit that goes all around the garage and out at the bottom. Mm. Only this one, it comes out at the top of the drink, doesn't it? Not at the bottom. It's like a car whizzing around the car park and then flying out off the roof.
That's right. Like a plane going
on. Mm,
shh. I get you.
Well, that could be a plane, couldn't it, taking off into the sky? Onto the airport roof again.
Here comes the motorbike. No! Cheesy boxes, I kill you. Cheesy boxes, I'm gonna kill you.
No, oh, stop it. I'm going to have the rest of your cheese sandwiches now. You ate one very quickly. Some more pasta salad. What do you say? So I'll just get a clean spoon to put in the bowl. There you are.
Look.
Pardon? Some sweet corn in there as well, isn't there? I won't put it back in the fridge until
Mom,
you've had enough.
Have you seen that?
What is it, though?
They've got the same.
Yes, well, there's different shapes of pasta in that salad, isn't there? Spirals, and there's something else. I'm not quite sure what the other one is. It's just two different sorts of pasta, isn't it?
The other one's
got
dog bones.
It does look like a dog bone. I thought that, but I'm sure it won't be a dog bone. But
it's
very much like it, doesn't it? Mm. Right, I think I'll put this bread back in the bread bin before it goes dry.
You might find, guess what? I'm Max the Tweenies. Oh. You know Max?
Max on the Tweenies, yeah.
I was just moving something and then Pop went on him.
He was moving something and Pop went on him. What was Pop?
Daddy.
Oh, Thomas, stop it.
It did.
I don't think so.
It did have the tweenies.
I find that hard to believe that they would have something like that on the tweenies. Mind you, did you hear about Grandad in Stockport yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Did Nana not tell you?
Yeah.
What happened to Grandad?
Bird poo or something.
Bird pooed on his head. It was quite funny, wasn't it? I'm sure I wouldn't have been like that if it was me, but because it wasn't me, I found it quite. I'm supposed to bring you back. No, Thomas. Thomas, stop doing that. It's supposed to bring you good luck, Thomas, when that happens to you. Because I don't think I would find it very lucky, would you? Right, come on now, finish it. Before you have all your drinks.
Mm.
Right, come on, sandwich please.
Why didn't make me do that?
Because I want you to finish your sandwich.
You need to clean you up.
It's only a little bit of juice, isn't it? Must have been travelling up the straw when you sucked it. Wasn't it? Must have been going, ooh, all the way to the top.
When I let go,
yes, that's right, when you pulled your mouth away. It carried on spurting up, didn't it? You love me. Oh, that's nice.
I love you that much.
I want you to eat it, please. I'll have a tiny mouthful and then I want you to eat all the rest. Because there's nothing else after tea, that's it. No. Thank you.
Ow.
Okay, nothing else.
Sure.
I can put a piece of ham in if you want cheese and ham.
Mm-hmm.
No, just cheese.
Real sandwich. This are heart triangle shape.
Whose sandwich is a triangle shaped?
Nanny's
and Frank. Oh yes, well what they do is when they come to look after you, they call them at the supermarket on the way here, don't they? And they usually buy a cheese and ham sandwich, and if it's from Sainsbury's it's something like oak smoked ham and cheese, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually on brown bread and it is cut into triangles. Just made the same way. Margarine or butter on the bread and cheese and ham. Another piece of bread and butter on the top, and then it's just cut. Instead of mummy cuts it in half, they're cutting it in half, but they're doing it diagonally. That means going across. Look, so that's a piece of bread, and I'm cutting it in half like that. But the supermarket sandwich, they cut it in half like that, diagonally. You get half there and half there. Triangle shape.
I like that. Chop.
Yeah.
Chop.
I do sometimes cut them into triangles when I'm making sandwiches for Daddy. Nearly always cut them into triangles.
But why not for me?
Well, your sandwiches are on milk roll, Thomas. On round bread, isn't it? You know, like between his, what's it called? Toby toast.
No, those are teddy beans.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is we used to have a little plastic disc with a smiley face on. And we used to buy milk round because then we could stamp the bread with this stamp. And when you then put your bread in the toaster, it would come out all smiley shaped like Tubby Toast. But you liked milk roll, so we've carried on buying milk roll, but the bread is round. So I can still cut it diagonally, but you don't get a perfect triangle. You get... It's still round at the edge. So it's just as easy to cut it in half. But square bread I usually do into triangles. I think it makes it taste better. Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Dear me. Sit down now, please.
The light's gone off.
What light?
That light!
Come on, eat up, please.
You finished.
No, you haven't. Got to finish that sandwich, Thomas, because later on you'll say you're hungry. It'd be better, really, with something with the cheese. That's why I was offering you a piece of ham, because that's nice and moist, or some salad. Just make it a bit more moist. Thomas, come on, please, eat up. You're not having any more drink. Eat up. Eat that, please.
I don't want to.
No, come on, you complain that you were hungry. And later on, you do this every night. You leave the table, and then before bedtime, you're hungry again. I'll have some fruit before bed, because I want you to finish the sandwich, please. The other microphone, did you not see this one? Yes, when we came in here for meal time, I'm moving through here. One's up there, look. And one's here.
Where's the others?
No, there's only two. It's this one here, and that one up there.
Little cameras.
No, I haven't got the camera here now. The camera just comes when Janine comes with a video camera. Or if we go to university, then that special room, isn't there?
Yeah.
You play in that special room. And there's a hidden camera because you know you've been into that room with all the controls, haven't you, and all the cameras. Looks a bit like the inside of a plane, doesn't it, with all the lights and the levers and knobs.
Yeah.
And what can you see when you're in that room looking into the main room?
Steps.
But when you're in that room with all the controls, can you not see? There's a screen and it usually shows you what's happening into the room where we play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you you remember we went there one Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
And those two little boys were there. One of them was called Jamie.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
No.
No. I can't remember what the other little boy was called. You played with them anyway, it was nice. And I think they arrived while we were doing a tape and they were in that control room watching us on the screen. And the little boy was desperate to come through because he wanted to play with the toys that you were playing with. Oh, Adam. It was Jamie and Adam. It's just come back to me now, the name. And then we had a lift, I don't really remember this, we had a lift in Kathy's car, which was then with me, all the way into Manchester. And I think you weren't actually very well. I seem to think we went to Marks and Spencer's, if you just opened. You know the big Marks and Spencer's
in Manchester? Oh yeah, I was sick.
Well, you weren't sick there. No, that was Brighton Marks and Spencer's when you were sick. But you weren't very well that night. And it was Christmas time and it was busy, and I remember getting you home and you weren't a happy chap at all. Poor little Thomas. I think you just had a very tiring day, aren't you? Oh, actually, I've forgotten the time. What time is it?
No.